Something in his tone made Bran feel even more fearful. "What will you do?" he asked as Theon Greyjoy reined in beside them. "Theon thinks I should call the banners," Rob said. "Blood for blood." For once Greyjoy did not smile. His lean, dark face had a hungry look to it, and black hair fell down across his eyes. "Only the Lord can call the banners," Bran said, as the snow drifted down on them. "If your father dies," Theon said, "Rob will be Lord of Winterfell."
"He won't die!"
Bran screamed at him. Rob took his hand. "He won't die, not father," he said calmly. "Still, the honor of the North is in my hands now. When our Lord Father took his leave of us, he told me to be strong for you and for Rickon. I'm almost a man grown, Bran." Bran shivered. "I wish Mother was back," he said miserably. He looked around for Maester Luwin. His donkey was visible in the far distance, trotting over a rise. "Does Maester Luwin say to call the banners, too?"
"The Maester is as timid as an old woman," said Theon.
"Father always listened to his counsel," Bran reminded his brother. "Mother, too."
"I listen to him," Rob said. "I listen to everyone." The joy Bran had felt at the ride was gone, melted away like the snowflakes on his face. Not so long ago, the thought of Rob calling the banners and riding off to war would have filled him with excitement, but now he felt only dread. "Can we go back now?" he said. "I'm cold."